Good morning, Madonna.
Really intrigues me. What got you into this work?
To be honest, it was I started off watching an American TV show, just a drama that was based around a family that worked in a funeral home.
Yes.
And I was really intrigued by that.
What intrigued you about it? Working by yourself?
Probably not that so much as the mystery behind death. And at university, I studied philosophy and that sort of thing. And it was just this big question mark in my own mind.
So what were you doing before being a mortician?
I was basically working in cosmetics at a large department store.
Yes.
And I studied psychology but decided that wasn't for me.
Yes.
I still graduated and got the piece of paper. But after that, I've always been looking for a career that was challenging, and I've certainly found one. So.
And challenging psychologically, emotionally, physically, how is it challenging?
In all of the above, it is quite physical, and that was a part of the job that I really didn't think about. You do have to dress people that can't dress themselves and that sort of thing. So,
do you find it morbid, or are you giving people dignity? How do you see it?
Definitely dignity. I basically treat everyone as if I wanted my family to be treated. So,
aren't you lovely? But do you go home in tears? Do you think, well, everyone dies at some stage, I'm just helping that process?
I think I'm not particularly emotional when it comes to that sort of thing. I don't know why.
Yes.
It is upsetting sometimes, obviously, children and people that are my own age or my own peers. It's a bit of a shock, but it's all a learning thing. And
so many questions I want to ask you. When you see someone your own age and they're dead, does it make you more cautious in life, more cautious behind the wheel of a car? Or
well, both, I guess. Sorry to stop you. But in a way, I feel like it's brought me all these life lessons and that sort of thing, so I'm more cautious when I'm driving a car. Or I'm not an idiot, you know, at 2 a.m. after I've had a few drinks. But at the same time, it's brought me an awareness of I have to really live my life because I could be hit by a bus tomorrow morning and that sort of thing. So you've got to find the middle line of how to live. And
So let's start with you applying for the job, because I want to hear what the job entails too. But you decided, you saw this American television show and thought, yes, I wouldn't mind trying something. Do you go through the jobs available and look for mortician, or how did you get the job?
I think it was just luck, basically. I phoned up a Brisbane funeral company. I had a chat to them. They needed somebody. I just put my hand up and dived in. Well, and
were they intrigued as to why you wanted to work in a funeral parlour?
No, I think management in that industry, they have a passion for it as well. So when they can see that someone would fit, it just all falls into place. So I still get them, you know, congratulating me. And it is, I guess, a good thing for a young person to be in the funeral industry.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Do you know?
Somewhat young.
Well, you're pretty young. It's all relative, really, isn't it? And do you know any other 25-year-olds in the industry?
Not personally, but I think there are a couple in Brisbane. I might have only met them once or twice.
So what is your job? You start work, is it shifts? Is it a daily thing? Just walk us through it without anything gruesome.
Just Monday to Friday. Great hours. I just basically go into work, and I work solely in the mortuary, although if I want some extra hours, I can go out and do funerals and things like that, which I really like.
Yes.
But basically...
All right, I'm stopping you again.
Yeah, you're right.
Which I really like. Now, what is it about a funeral that you really like?
I like seeing family bond together and talk about somebody with all that love and all that respect. I like seeing people together like that,
because
even though it's very sad.
And funerals have increasingly become less a sad event and perhaps a celebration of a person's life, haven't they?
I think so. We're finally getting rid of all of that culture that is, you know, you have to wear black and all of that. I've been to a couple of funerals where people wear the deceased's favourite colour, and it's more personalised, and it's a really...
And the music.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be like you're going to a disco.
Yep, definitely.
All right, so go back to you work Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you... What time do you start?
I start at 8.
Okay. Finish at 5? 4?
4?
Yes.
Oh, it depends. You can't really control how many people I'm going to be working with each day.
No, I really hope there's no one on most days,
no,
but obviously.
Yeah, no.
So what is your job then?
I'm the person that, you know, I'll see the deceased. You just basically check the case, see what you have to do. Every day is different.
Yes.
And there might be two people that I look after in a day. There might be 10. So yes. You just never
and
know.
Your job is to dress them.
Yeah, wash, dress and fix up.
And
I'll
who,
just leave it at that.
Okay. And who gives you the clothes? Does a family bring in and say, look, I would like to bury my dad in these clothes?
Yeah. Or they'll give us a couple of options and we choose whatever fits. Or I'm a little bit funny, I choose whatever looks the nicest,
of
I think.
Of course you do, I would too. What about makeup? Do you apply makeup?
Yeah, definitely.
And is that usually out of family's request? Is it so people aren't frightened? Is it because more people have a viewing nowadays?
Yeah, viewings are becoming increasingly popular and I think they're great because it does give people that final opportunity to say goodbye and that sort of thing. Basically, we do whatever the family wants us to do. I like makeup, so I love putting it on people. And often families will say that's the nicest that person has ever looked. Or, you know, say mum's 89, she looks like she's 70 because she's relaxed and the face doesn't have wrinkles anymore. And, you know.
Do you feel like you're a fly on the wall or even interfering in sometimes that a family might be there saying goodbye to a loved one and you're part of that family for a few minutes, I guess.
Yeah, it feels really intimate and it's sometimes funny because I'm the last person that sees that person's eyes, or sometimes if there's not a viewing, I'm the person that puts the lid on the coffin, so to speak, and it's very strange. It was a really, big thing for me to realise that that was something I was doing.
Is it paid really well?
Surprisingly not, but it's not bad. I'm not living on the street and I'm doing something that I love, so I guess money's not really an issue at all.
Are many people embalmed in Australia?
Not really. It's more a cultural thing. You can always choose to be embalmed. Some cultures take the deceased home to stay for a couple of days, so that's required. But really, not too many people are embalmed because the funeral service is quite quick between the time of death.
Do you get details from the family on how someone may want their hair done or how they may want their makeup applied?
Sometimes.
It seems a trivial thing, but
to
some people I guess that may be an important thing.
Mm, each family's different, and I mean if the deceased was somebody that loved pink lipstick and loved blush, obviously I'm going to do that as best as I can.
How do you disguise injuries?
It's a little bit tricky sometimes, but we do have spray makeups and all sorts of things, so it's really an individual thing and it's all trial and error, I've found in my job, because there's not a lot of makeup artists that do go into that profession. And overseas they do have fantastic cosmetics, but over here we don't really have that funeral culture like the States or the UK does.
Well, so even more emphasis is put on how the person looks and all of that.
There's a lot more heavy makeup in the States and I don't quite like that because it's a little bit like you're not quite dealing with the person's death, I think.
Yes.
So I like to make it look realistic. How mum or how the sister looked, I like to make them look like
you
that.
Would go to more funerals than most of us, I hope, because it's your job.
So.
Well, what's in a good eulogy? What's the thing that people comment afterwards?
Mm-hmm. I really like the eulogies that are a little bit touching and a little bit sentimental, but I like ones that make people laugh.
Yes.
And I've been to some funerals and everyone is almost rolling around on the floor. They're just so lighthearted, even though it's a really, you know,
sad time.
Sad time.
People are dealing with it, but they can have a break
with a bit
from
of humor.
That sadness.
Yeah, and
because it happens
that.
To all of us, doesn't it?
Definitely.
How does it make you feel about organ transplants? Organ donation.
Oh, I'm a big fan. Is that what I should say? I'm a supporter.
You're a supporter.
Yeah, definitely.
Were you before you had this job, or is there something about this job that's made you think everyone should donate an organ?
I think this job really, you know, brought it home for me that you know, death for our bodies is very final and other people can use our organs and why not help someone else out? So, yeah, I've donated my organs. They can have whatever they want.
okay, they're up for grabs.
Definitely.
I think it's against the law to give them.
Yeah.
How long do you see yourself doing this for?
I've never really thought of myself as someone that would stick to a career, but I can't really imagine right now just closing the book on it and then doing some office job or something else where I can't help people in this way.
Does it make you feel more matter and fact about your own death?
Oh, probably not. The more you know, time I spend in the industry, the more questions I have. I have no idea what goes on once, you know, the lights are turned out, but, yeah.
Well, what an interesting person you are, and it's an interesting job too. Sarah, thank you for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.